Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Welcome to the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan. I am an architect, alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for architects, property owners, land stewards, and visionary leaders to help them birth their dream sanctuaries through a new modality that bridges spirit with architecture. These days, I've been contemplating, meditating on this question. What is required for us to become vessels to birth the sacred blueprints for our new earth? What is required for us to become instruments to birth the sacred blueprints for our new earth? I take a spiritual approach to architecture. I walk a spiritual approach to architecture. I be a spiritual approach to architecture. And part of my sacred duty is to bridge spirit with form as an architect. This is what I discovered when the sacred blueprint system started to birth through me. And this system is not only about helping my clients, property owners, land stewards in particular, to create the most beautiful, nourishing, fulfilling, and energetically vibrant sanctuaries for their properties, sanctuaries that nourish their souls, sanctuaries that help them to awaken their soul's purpose and actualize it, actualize their highest mission on this planet. But the other deeper part of the sacred blueprint is to help prepare the human, help prepare people to become instruments to birth the sacred blueprint. And I've been for several years now mentoring women architects and designers, helping them to gain the confidence to work with their intuition, work with their feminine magic, and weave that into their design practice. And so much of what I'm discovering is necessary to birth the sacred blueprints of our new earth is the inner domain being in integrity with that sacred blueprint, with these high truths that we receive from the cosmos, and receive from Mother Earth, receive from our higher selves, receive from the angels that are supporting humanity right now. And what is super important to cultivate is right relations with other people, with your community, with the land, with yourself. And once we step into doing that, and it's not just about saying it, right? I'm going to step into right relations. There's a practice involved. It's a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual practice, one that requires careful observation of yourself, of your personality. I'm speaking as the architect, and this is something more for the architects who are hearing the call to work in a more spiritual way and to be a good leader, to be a good steward of these blueprints. And this image of this refined instrument keeps coming forward in my vision, and that the architect of the new earth becomes this refined instrument that has the capacity to hold space for their clients, has the capacity to deeply listen to the spirit of the land, has the capacity to lead in such a way that he delivers the project in the most healthy, safe, deep, powerful container and structure. I've been learning so much about leadership as my business grows, as I hire more team members. Integrity is one of my main core values in my business. Beauty is another. And what does it mean to be in integrity with your team members? What does it mean to be in integrity with your clients? What does it mean to be in integrity with your vision? What does it mean to be in integrity with the sacred blueprint? And so much of the conventional architecture that I was trained in, I worked for many years in different offices, firms internationally. I ran my own architecture studio in Turkey, and that's when I first started to weave spiritual energetics into architecture. But the old way, the old paradigm doesn't prepare the architect to become this instrument to be able to bridge spirit with form. It doesn't prepare. We don't even hear about the word spirit in architecture. Perhaps soul, right? Soul is safer, and soul and spirit are certainly not the same thing. There are obviously overlaps, and they are deeply connected with each other, intertwined with each other, but they're not the same thing. And in architecture education, I'm curious if there are some professors and teachers who are now starting to weave in systems like feng shui, geomancy. I'm sure there are some people who are now starting to do that, but generally, it's kind of not accepted, right? At least in the Western world. I went to university outside of Toronto in Canada. And so a lot of these past years, as I've been growing my business, I've had to unlearn a lot of things that I supposedly learned in architecture school, as well as what I learned working in different offices, firms. And, we were kind of silently taught that, you need to really work, overwork, over design. And generally it's what the client wants, what the client is, that you deliver what the client wants. And of course, that is actually ultimately what is the good and the good thing to do. But it's important to be able to help the client get really clear on what they really want, right? And so the architect, at least the architect who is really eager to weave spirit with architecture, really weave spirit with architecture. I'm not talking about just talking about sacred geometry and applying it to floor plans and then saying that they take a spiritual approach. Of course, that's one aspect, and I deeply respect architects who can incorporate sacred geometries, for example, into their architectural designs. This is I respect that. And that's only a small piece of a greater picture that we need to start anchoring in, a greater blueprint, a greater framework, a greater way of walking, a way of practicing, that not only heals the land, not only heals the clients, right? The property owners, the land stewards, visionary leaders, whoever are your clients, but also the architect heals also the architect. And so, yeah, this instrument, I'm closing my eyes now and really tuning into the qualities of this instrument. This instrument has a very upright energetic, almost like a column of light, a column that has symbols engraved into it, light codes. It taps the most sacred crystals and minerals of the earth. It's anchored in the earth. It communicates with the four elements and the fifth element, Akasha, ether. It is a instrument that allows life to breathe through it. It is an instrument that allows the love of God and the cosmos to breathe through it. It allows for deep listening, and it separates you from you, the architect, for example, from your lower self, from your perhaps egoic desires. We all have them. It separates you from get being the needy side of you, the side of you that wants to perhaps manipulate or gain something or whatever. It's really an instrument that helps you to elevate as well, elevate yourself. And so I've been receiving in the past few years a lot of visions of what the new earth architecture can look like, what's possible. And I'm receiving forms, I'm receiving visions of these places and spaces, often temples with community buildings around it. Some of them feel like they are cities. Some of them feel like they are more intimate communities. And I'm receiving a lot of images of architecture that has an exchange. In the way that it's formed, has an exchange with the spiritual world. And so there's this giving and receiving between it and the arc and the spiritual world. And it's an architecture that actually moves as well. And it's like, once I receive these kinds of images, I'm just like, or visions rather, I'm like, okay, how are we going to build this in the 3D? How are we going to build these things in the 3D? And there's so much advancements in technology. I mean, I'm just amazed by what's being built in places like Qatar, like Dubai, right? I mean, I'm not saying that all these projects are fueled and driven by the right impulses, but there's some pretty amazing technology being developed as a result of being, having almost like unlimited funds, right? But an unlimited budget for a specific project. And so, these kinds of advancements will help the advancement of the future architecture. Robots now are pouring clay molds and building homes out of clay, for example. There's all kinds of advancements with moving facades that move according to how the light, the sun is moving across the sky. And those are all important. Those cover a certain spiritual material level, advancements in the material, but we now need also advancements in the spiritual aspects of architecture. And so the visions that I receive are very much like these buildings are run on a kind of spiritual fluid. And it could be similar to some of what the people who are researching and developing free energy are saying. I'm not an expert in that field, but this is what I've been seeing actually even before I heard what free energy was all about. This spiritual fluid running through buildings. But in order for the spiritual fluid to be able to run through these buildings, the building needs to have the right form to be able to emit the right frequency, the right energy that where the source is this spiritual fluid. It's still a mystery that's being unraveled for me, but what's interesting is that the building needs to also be this instrument for the spiritual fluid to move through it, just like we as the architects need to be this instrument to be able to birth these blueprints. So I was just seeing a similarity between the forms, the images that I've been receiving there. And so I've been in deep reflection about this. What does it take as architects who are committed? What does it take for the architects who are committed to bridge spirit with form? What's it going to take for them to be able to receive the blueprints from the cosmos? The angels are looking down upon us. They need to co-create with us. They need us to be able to carry forward important tasks for humanity, important tasks for the evolution of this earth. I mean, I'm speaking big vision, big on big scale terms here. I mean, this is who I am. I'm a big vision woman. And I'm here to birth a big vision for this planet. And so I'm blessed to have been able to receive the gifts of the sacred blueprint. And I'm just so excited to build a movement out of it. I am building a movement, but there's a next level to this movement that I'm excited to share with you in the later parts of this year. I'm working with my team behind the scenes on it. And I want to be building the sacred blueprints with you architects, landscape architects who are really hearing the call to anchor in these visions that you also are receiving, I know. And so the angels, they are looking down upon us and they are searching for the right people to be able to birth these projects. And I'm the architect who's helping the other architects out there and landscape architects to become that instrument. And it brings me so much joy to be able to help the building of that instrument in all of you. And it's a path that does require a willingness to look at yourself, to be willing to face your blind spots, fa being willing to face your shadow, being willing to set aside your control freak, right? All of us have different parts of us, parts of our shadow that for a certain amount of time ran the show, right? And maybe sometimes it's still running the show every once in a while, these parts of you. But we need to now transform, transmute those parts of you so that you can become the leader that you know you are meant to be. The leader that your soul, said, yes, before entering this earthly plane, yes, I'm signing up for this mission. I'm ready. Perhaps you didn't even, for many, many years of your life, you didn't even know this mission existed. And maybe only recently are you feeling the nudges, hearing the call to create these sanctuaries and start to speak, these sanctuaries for the new earth, but also start to speak openly about your spiritual gifts. That in itself is a huge step. It took me quite some time to feel confident to speak openly about my spiritual gifts, to speak openly about the spiritual world, and have that be a norm in the architecture practice. The more and more we leave the spiritual world out of the picture of architecture, the more and more it's going to be kind of like the dog chasing his tail. Like you're just going to spin and spin and spin. And I'm not saying that every single person on this planet needs to work with the spiritual now. It may be that, the entire, all of humanity is not ready now. But you know what? I'm going to be bold here. I'm going to be bold here. You know what? Yeah, the entire planet does need the medicine of the sacred blueprint. Yeah, the entire planet does need to start speaking the language of spirit. And yeah, every single developer on this planet does need to start speaking the language of spirit, because when they do, then they cannot ignore the fact that Mother Earth is a living being. They cannot ignore the fact that forms create a energetic that can either be detrimental or life enhancing for the human biological system, for animals, for plants, for minerals, for the forests, for the rivers, for the oceans. And so, yeah, it is time that we're bold and we bring in the language of spirit into the architecture practice. It's no more a kind of nice to have, right? At the end of the Oh, it's okay. We'll just add that on as a little, powdered sugar at the end of the design project. No, it needs to be incorporated from day one into the architecture practice. I've experienced so much ease and joy as a result of guiding my clients through the sacred blueprint, not only witnessing them experience ease and joy in the fluidity of the process, in the flow of the process. But it's also helped me to heal. It's also helped me to stop overworking. And it's also helped me to open up more of my intuitive powers, my third eye, my capacity to receive visions with laser precision in a matter of minutes instead of a matter of months. So back to this instrument. What comes up for you when I speak about this instrument, the speak about the vision that I receive for this instrument? What more is coming up for you? I'm curious. I'm curious. You can add your comments in the comment section in the YouTube video, or you can PM me via Instagram. You can send me an email. Is this resonating with you? I'm curious. What does it require to become an instrument to birth the sacred blueprints of our new earth? I'll leave you with this question, and I'm eager to hear from you, and I'm also excited to share more of what's been brewing behind the scenes in my business, as well as continue this conversation on the New Earth Architectress podcast. All right. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.